Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It's Chris down on the beach, and it's 11 degrees. Real feel is 6, but it's beautiful. Still lots of people running around in swimsuits without wetsuits going for dips. So, what's cold for one person is warm for another. Anyway, today, have you thought about just taking a moment to think about the gift that we have to know a universal law? Think about this for a minute. Most people are so caught up in their needs, wants, desires, appetites, survival mode, doing mode, being mode, trying to get it mode, trying to deal with it mode. Most people are so caught up in that, they wouldn't have a dream of thinking, is there a thing called the universal law? And let alone think about it, let alone even hear about it, and let alone even know about it. 4,500 years ago, there were leaders in the ancient world of Egypt who were called priests. And these people were not priests as we know them, because obviously that's a different era, but they were people who understood the universal laws and applied them to mathematics, to health, to as healers, to science of buildings. They applied the universal laws, and that was their definition, a priest. Of course, as time went on, anybody who knew these laws was executed, because they put a spanner in the works of religion. And so the thing was created. It was called a mystery school. Mystery, a school of the mysteries. If you Google it, you'll be able to read all about it. And Pythagoras was a leader of the school of the mysteries, one of them. They were passed from mouth to mouth, mouth to ear. There was no formal environment, but they were schools. And you entered that school because you wanted to learn and know and apply the ancient mysteries, which is, in simple language, the five universal laws of nature. It's a brave step, because when I talk about this topic in public, because there is a body of belief that if you teach this sort of wisdom to the public, you'll get pushback, and you don't have to go far in the history books to recognize that pushback in great people who have shared this wisdom. You would also know that if it gets handed to someone who doesn't know how to use it properly, it can be quite dangerous in the form of war and misinterpretation. I thought it would be just nice today not to talk about the universal laws, but to give you, the listener, an opportunity to realize that we're not talking mumbo jumbo here. We're not talking about how to feel good, although we include this topic in the podcasts and we include this topic in my teaching. But the foundation of the teaching is a mystery school, is the ancient mysteries, the universal laws. And yep, I softened them up and made them the universal laws of nature, so that we could give access to people to these laws, so that they could apply them and make this world a beautiful place, in defiance of the many different people and philosophies that would have it be otherwise. So I'm down here at the beach. It's time to start coaching. So I'll leave it at that. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.